What does it take to leave everything familiar behind and step into the unknown? In August 1996, a 26-year-old woman stood at JFK Airport with two suitcases, a modeling portfolio, and an unwavering belief in herself. No safety net, no guarantees, just pure conviction. This wasn't recklessness, it was calculated courage. She had already conquered European runways, but America represented something more, possibility itself. 10 years later, she would raise her right hand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance, officially becoming an American citizen. Between those two moments lies a story of grit, grace, and an unapologetic refusal to be defined by anyone else's narrative. This is Melania Trump's journey. Not the caricature painted by headlines, but the nuanced reality of a woman who navigated worlds most of us will never experience. Before New York or the White House, there was Sevnica, a picturesque Slovenian town where creativity flourished under communism's shadow. Melania's mother, Amalia, transformed designer sketches into exquisite patterns at a children's clothing factory, living by her philosophy. If I don't take care of myself, how would I know how to care for others? Her father, Victor, turned his passion for automobiles into a thriving career despite political constraints. Their apartment was a canvas of bold colors and artistic touches. Barbies wore handmade couture. A red race car model sparked dreams of freedom. Though bullied for being too tall and too skinny, young Melania's confidence never wavered. Sister Ines became her guiding light through Elton John concerts, Venice explorations, and Croatian coast trips with gelato by the sea. These experiences built a foundation of resilience, creativity, and self-belief. September 1998, Fashion Week, the Kit Kat Club. Despite jet lag from Paris, Melania accepted a friend's invitation. Then he appeared. "Hi, I'm Donald Trump." She knew the name vaguely, businessman, New York fixture, but little else. What struck her wasn't his fame, but his focus. Amid the bustling club, he made her feel like the center of his world. When he requested her number, she flipped the script. "Give me yours instead." Days later, she called. Their first date was a weekend drive to Bedford in his black Mercedes, conversation flowing effortlessly. Despite their 24-year age gap and media scrutiny labeling her a gold digger, she chose to rise above the noise. Their romance unfolded quietly. Movies, Elvis and Elton John on repeat, Broadway shows, sporting events. 6 years later, on her birthday in 2004, as they prepared for the Met Gala, he surprised her with an emerald-cut diamond ring. Their January 2005 wedding drew 500 guests. She wore a John Galliano Dior gown adorned with 1,500 pearls and rhinestones, weighing nearly 60 pounds. Walking down the aisle with her father, she lit her baptism candle, a Slovenian heirloom that would later glow at her son's baptism. As stepmother to Don Jr., Ivanka, Eric, and Tiffany, she understood her role wasn't to replace their mothers, but to build supportive relationships. Her guiding principle? Don't control, communicate. When Baron William Trump arrived in March 2006, everything shifted. Motherhood revealed strength she never knew existed. She became Baron's primary caregiver on weekdays, while weekends were spent in Westchester, Bedminster, or Mar-a-Lago. During pregnancy, she embraced pure foods, exercise, and radical health consciousness, posing for Annie Leibovitz in Vogue at 7 months. Her mother's quiet strength and unconditional love shaped her profoundly, making her January 2024 passing an overwhelming grief tempered only by enduring gratitude. November 8, 2016. Rising early, Melania kissed her sleeping son and silently vowed to protect him if they headed to the White House. Seeing Donald's name on the ballot filled her with pride. As results trickled in, polls predicting Hillary's victory crumbled. By 2:30 a.m., Wisconsin confirmed it. Donald had won. "Can you believe it?" he asked. "Of course I can," she replied, having believed all along. After Hillary's concession call, Donald delivered his victory speech with Barron and Melania beside him, striking the perfect tone, from campaign fighter to unifying leader. 2 days later, Michelle Obama graciously offered advice during tea. Back in New York, Melania built her team from scratch, focusing on cybersecurity and children's well-being while managing Barron's transition. As First Lady, she undertook extensive White House renovations, restoring the Red Room's faded silk walls, discovering historic Zuber wallpaper, designing a diplomatic reception room rug featuring all 50 state flowers, building a tennis pavilion, and revitalizing the Rose Garden. These weren't just aesthetic choices. They represented honoring American history while ensuring the White House remained functional and beautiful for future generations. When Rosie O'Donnell targeted 10-year-old Barron with unfounded autism claims, Melania experienced cyberbullying firsthand. On May 7, 2018, she launched Be Best in the Rose Garden with three pillars: children's well-being, online safety, and combating opioid abuse. She convened discussions with tech executives from Facebook and Twitter, though their resistance to stronger protections disappointed her. In October 2018, she traveled solo to Africa, Ghana, Malawi, Kenya, and Egypt to elevate Be Best globally. At Ghana's Cape Coast Castle, she confronted slavery's brutal history at the door of no return. Chapala Primary School in Malawi struck her deeply. 80 teachers for 8,500 students in 20 classrooms, children sitting in hot sun on the ground, yet displaying remarkable enthusiasm. Crisis demanded immediate compassion. Hurricane Harvey, the Las Vegas shooting, family separations at the border. When she discovered Jeff Sessions' zero-tolerance policy causing separations, she told Donald directly, "The government should not be taking children away from their parents. This has to stop." He signed an executive order ending it. Her controversial jacket, reading, "I really don't care, do you?" targeted media's false narratives, never the children. January 20, 2021. After farewells in the diplomatic room, Melania flew to Palm Beach as a private citizen. Learning that only 50% of foster children finish high school and 3% obtain college degrees, with 20% becoming homeless after aging out, she launched Fostering the Future, tech-focused university scholarships funded through blockchain ventures. The cancel mob struck. Fundraisers canceled, banks terminated accounts, deals abandoned. Despite obstacles, she lives by core principles centered on individual liberty. Women must have autonomy over their bodies and health. My body, my choice applies to both sides, including choosing life. On a quiet Saturday in Bedminster in July 2023, her chief of staff called. There had been a shooting at Donald's rally. Watching footage, gunfire, Donald reaching for his head, Secret Service shielding him, she couldn't breathe until hearing his voice. Firefighter Corey Compatore died shielding his family. She urged unity. The fabric of our gentle nation is tattered, but our courage and common sense must ascend and bring us back together as one. From Sevnica to the White House, her journey embodies the complexity of the American dream. What emerges isn't a political figure, but a woman who has consistently chosen authenticity over approval, resilience over resentment, and action over rhetoric. Her story asks, how often do we allow others to define us? How fiercely do we protect what matters most? When faced with the extraordinary, do we rise with grace or crumble under scrutiny? Her answer has always been clear, and her mission continues.